urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, good afternoon, my friends. It is November 4th, 2024. And oh my goodness, do we have an important 24 hours coming up. So we all need to be in prayer. We all need to call down the Holy Spirit upon our lives. But let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we call on your divine mercy upon our nation, upon our lives. We ask that you intervene in the hearts of all those who are listening, that we become your people. We ask you, Blessed Mother, to be our mother, to stand with us, to guard us, to protect us. Lord Jesus, we offer this program up to your Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we pray especially today, again, as we have in the past month, for the victims of Hurricane Helene and Milton who are still suffering, and for the bodies that have not yet been recovered, and for the people who still do not have food or electricity or water. We pray for all these people, Lord Jesus, that help will be given quickly, that there will be people arriving at their doorstep or wherever they're at, Lord Jesus, in shelters. We pray for the bodies of their loved ones to be recovered, that all will be complete, and that a new beginning will happen, Lord Jesus. We praise and thank you for that. And we also pray, Lord Jesus, tonight, the eve of the election for our country. We pray, Father God, that your holy will be done, that your holy will be done. And we thank you and praise you in advance, in your holy name, amen. Well, I had a guest scheduled for today and decided to move her to next week because I felt that in prayer that the Lord really wanted the following discussion to be really placed on the platform tonight, and that is the importance of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in our lives and enthroning homes. And I know how many programs have been done over the past few years, but this has a little different twist to it, because this is taken for granted by so many generational Catholics that I felt quite clearly that this is important for me to share with you today. Unlike any other time in history, this is an urgent call, an urgent mandate for us to make our homes domestic churches, that we learn, and if we haven't been doing it, to become citizens and to become a civilization of love. And I'm not talking about the hippie movement from the 60s out in California. So I'm going to quote a couple things for you, and I want you to stay with me, even though you think you may not be interested in this topic. Stay with me, because I'm going to unpack a lot of different things that you may or may not know. First, John Paul II wrote that welcome the presence of the heart of Christ, entrusting your home to him. Seek to draw from this open heart the saving and healing love that is so necessary for families today to build a civilization of love. If they live up to this ideal which God has placed before them, Christian homes will be true centers of evangelization. Yes, our homes, our apartments, our workplaces, our seminaries, our churches can become Christian centers of evangelization. So what in the world is the enthronement of the Sacred Heart? Now, Monsignor John Essif, who is the leading exorcist actually in the world, who has trained most of the exorcists, who lives here in Pennsylvania, had written a wonderful book about this, and I'm borrowing one of his phrases because I felt it was so important tonight, the eve of the election. He said, there is a clash of kingdoms today in our culture, and we're losing because we're not following God's plan. What is the remedy for the burdens facing individuals, families, and nations today? And so we can replace that with tonight. Now, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in homes, businesses, institutions, seminaries, and parishes throughout the world, so Christ may exercise influence on society and become its animating spirit. Now, when is the last time you heard this? When is the last time you heard this? The Sacred Heart of Jesus is King, the King of Love. The act of consecration is the act by which his kingship is being recognized. And the devotion to the Sacred Heart is the answer to the needs of our times. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? So if you're tuning in, if you're channel surfing, if you're a weekly listener, whatever, stay with me, because we're going to walk through specific steps for you to help you. I know that in the past, over the years, I've heard many of you say, oh, my grandmother had a picture of the Sacred Heart in the basement or in her Bible, and it was hanging somewhere in her house. I remember those days. Well, grab that Sacred Heart picture if you have it, or get a new one, please, and have it blessed. Because now, more than ever, we need the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it's not just a Catholic thing, by the way, if you're just tuning in. It's the heart of Christ. It's the heart of Christ. And this is what he is asking us. Enthroning the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a way to continue on your spiritual journey. Now, according to our biblical friends, there's a lot of darkness on the way. Now, the enthronement is a way to increase your love and devotion for Jesus and bring abundant graces upon you, your family, your friends, and all aspects of your life. Now, you can enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home tomorrow, tonight, your office, over your vocation, over your business. Allow Jesus to be King and head of your life. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Allow Jesus to be King and head of your life. Now, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in Pourrières-le-Monial, France, received a visitation of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And within that visitation, these things were promised. 12 promises of the Sacred Heart were given to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Number one, I will give them all the graces necessary for their state of life. Number two, I will establish peace in their families. Number three, I will bless every home in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. Next, I will console them in all their difficulties. I will be their refuge during life, and especially at the hour of death. I will shed abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Sinners shall find in my heart a fountain and boundless ocean of mercy. Tepid souls shall become fervent. Now, we've been talking about lukewarm souls over the past month and how we have to get off the fence and stop being lukewarm. Well, listen to this. Tepid souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall rise speedily to great perfection. I will give to priests the power of touching the hardest hearts. And those who propagate this devotion shall have their names written in my heart, never to be blotted out. I promise you, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all who communicate on the first Friday of the month for 9 consecutive months the grace of final penitence, they shall not die in my displeasure, nor without their last sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. Now, some of the requests of the Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in Pierre-le-Moniel, France, were to acknowledge Jesus as your King. Place an image of the Sacred Heart in your home. Consecrate your heart to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Make reparation to Jesus for indifference and hostility to him. Live a life of love and confidence in him, and make the Sacred Heart of Jesus better known and loved. Increase devotion to the Holy Eucharist, and for Catholics, celebrate First Fridays. Now, this may seem really, really difficult. Like, how in the world will I do that? I'm in a nursing home. I'm in a prison. I live alone. I don't have any family. You can, if you don't have a printer, you can ask someone to bring in a picture of the Sacred Heart. Last week, my husband was doing some house cleaning, thank you, Jesus, and he found some medals from his father from World War II, his deceased father. And in this packet of medals, there happened to be a little leather packet. It was about the size of a quarter or a half dollar. And when one would open it, it was a little Sacred Heart prayer. And he kept this in his uniform during World War II. And I thought, wow, I wonder how many soldiers had these given to them before they entered, you know, the wartime period. And to find that perfectly intact. And I knew that he said that he carried this in his uniform. I thought the Sacred Heart of Jesus was on the battlefield. Wasn't he? The Sacred Heart of Jesus was on the battlefield. Now, St. John Paul II once said, welcome the presence of the Heart of Christ, entrusting your home to him. Seek to draw from the open heart the saving and healing love that is so necessary for families today in order to build a civilization of love. And Pope Francis said, the heart of Jesus is the ultimate symbol of God's mercy, but it is not an imaginary symbol. It's a real symbol, which represents the center, the source from which salvation for all humanity gushed forth. Now, why do I think this is so important tonight? Well, my friends, I've read some of the commentaries. I've read the news right up to about 20 minutes ago. Some of the celebrities that'll be on the parkway here in Philadelphia. And my heart was so saddened to hear the backstories of some of their lives and what they're proclaiming. And the fact that we have given so much credence to people who do not live biblical lives. Now, I'm not talking about just Catholic. I'm talking about all biblical lives. As Franklin Graham says, as all the pastors from denominations all over the world, who are we as God's people? Are our homes the domestic church? Are we praying and reading the Bible as families anymore? Are we attending and celebrating the sacraments as Roman Catholics? What are we doing? It's astonishing to me that people have turned their faces on the face of the Lord to follow what is politically correct. Now, I just want to be very clear that this program is about enthroning one's home, business, office, parish, seminary, church, cottage, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is for all of us. It's not just for one group of people. Now, the malicious efforts of the wicked. Now, this is from a pope long ago, and he wrote to Father Matteo Crawley Bouvet. He was an apostle of the Sacred Heart. And I found this in a packet of, oh, geez, so many boxes that I have here in the house. And he wrote, "The malicious efforts of the wicked are especially directed against the home, the family circle." Does this sound familiar? "Since the family contains the root, the elements of civil society, the enemies realize well that the hoped-for transformation, or rather the hoped-for destruction of all human society, cannot take place before the ruin of the family is accomplished. Now, every effort is being made to weaken the firmness of marriage and of the marriage bond, and to prevent our youth from coming under any religious or spiritual influence. Wickedness," yes, I'm going to say it again, "wickedness goes so far as to endanger," yes, "endanger all of our lives, very propagation of the human race, and to defile the sanctity of matrimonial life by praising shameful practices for the gratification of lust, which frustrates the rights of the laws of nature." Yes, frustrates the laws of the work of nature. Now, think about this. Do we want to bring into law things that satisfy the laws of nature, like lust, at the expense of standing before God the Father and having our souls condemned? The enthronement of the Sacred Heart means the official and social recognition of the loving kingship of the heart of Jesus in the Christian family. That's right. Now, how do we do this? The enthronement is the recognition of the living presence of our Lord in your house, no matter how horrible your house is, no matter if you have maybe a drug-addicted child, grandchild, you're financially in bad shape, you're feeling sad and depressed and you have anxiety today. The living presence of our Lord belongs in your home, and all it takes is an invitation. Where his divine heart, the King of Love, is the center, attracting all members of your family. Now, I'm not just talking about hanging a picture, because this is more than a veneration of a picture of the Sacred Heart. It's a way of life, a permanent state of devotedness, love, full of grace and joy. It's a realization, my friends, of all the desires of the Sacred Heart revealed to Saint Margaret Mary. Jesus lives with its members as with his very own, directing and supernaturalizing their intimate home life. Now, your home becomes his sanctuary. He is your king and friend, reigning over it by love, receiving ardent love and tender reparation from its devoted subjects. Guess what he returns? Untold graces, filling each heart with peace and happiness. Now, I want to tell you a story about Gloria Anson, who was the founder of the Sacred Heart Apostolate in Syracuse, New York, and she was responsible for the World Congress in Paray-le-Monial, France, in 2011. I had the great honor of working directly with Gloria in setting up this World Congress in France, all the communications, the events, the speakers, everything. She has now gone to the Lord, and she had amazing stories. She traveled all over the world with a priest, Father William or Bill Gaffney, who is now deceased as well. And the stories that she would bring forth, and I had her on the air with me before, and we had so many conversations, and I remember her saying on Christmas Eve one year, she was invited to a home. A mother was crying in pain, and her son was a drug addict. And so she said, can you go over into this apartment in New York City and pray with Bill because he doesn't want to live? He wants to commit suicide. And so Gloria, the saint that she is and was, said yes. So she went to this apartment from because of the mother's cry of her heart. And Bill opened the door, and he didn't know who she was. And she explained who she was, and she had a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus with her. And she handed it to him and said, Jesus wants you to know how much you are loved, how much you are cared for, and he wants to become part of your life. Now, Bill, of course, who was moments away from committing suicide, didn't want to hear it, but he did invite Gloria in. And this is a real story. So they sat on the couch, and Gloria said it was a bare apartment. And Bill started to share his story to Gloria. And Gloria, of course, was holding the image of the Sacred Heart and praying silently as Bill spoke about his horrid life. And Gloria just simply shared how much Jesus loved him and that she wanted that he wanted him to live. And that he had a greater plan for his life than the four walls of that apartment and his drug addiction. And so it was a couple hours. And then she asked Bill if she could hang the picture or place it up against a wall where he could see it, because it was a small apartment in New York City. And Bill said, of course. So politely, she placed it against a wall. And she prayed with Bill. She asked permission, and she prayed with him. And she left, entrusting him to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, she received word, I'm not quite sure how far after that, that Bill had enthroned his little tiny apartment to the Sacred Heart, which means giving his life over to Jesus and praying for the Lord to give him new life, to take away that old life, and his life was totally transformed. You see, there are hundreds of thousands of stories of lives that have changed when one gives one's life to the Sacred Heart of Jesus or to the Heart of Christ. Gloria had all these stories from around the world and every continent, and I remember this story because she shared it with me. And she was crying because it's so much longer than what I can share on the air. But it is a story which I believe right now is touching the hearts of someone who is listening, who feels like God has abandoned him and there is no hope for the future. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is reaching through this radio network to you right now and asking you to give your life to him. To give your life to him in a very powerful way. And if you have a picture, it can be a tiny little holy card. It doesn't have to be a huge monstrosity of a picture, but a little holy card. Place it where you can see it every day. Now, Gloria Anson had a huge picture placed over her fireplace in Syracuse, New York, and her husband was an alcoholic. She prayed for years and actually decades and decades, and finally she placed the picture of the Sacred Heart over the mantelpiece. And one day she came home, and he said, I'm no longer going to drink. And she fell to her knees, and from that moment on, he had given his life to the Lord. And she had prayed to the Sacred Heart of Jesus to touch his heart that he would no longer drink. And so that's another real story. He has passed to the Lord as well. So these are stories of great saints in our times that have given their lives to the Lord, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus has intervened. So the keynote of the enthronement is our Lord's desire to reign over all of mankind, not just your little neighborhood, your street, all over mankind. Now remember this, because this is the eve of election. He wants to be the king of love. And Jesus desires to reign by love and to communicate this love as he did at Nazareth and Bethany. Now, if you remember, at Nazareth, he was the king of love in his own home. At Bethany, he reigned as king of love to a devoted family. He was the prototype of all Christian families of later ages, over which he desires to rule supreme as king of love and mercy. Now, by the enthronement and a subsequent life of devotedness, the family, this could be your family, will recognize and proclaim in a special way this kingship of Jesus Christ, so ignored by the world, so evident as a war ignored by the world. And what more royal mark of homage and truth could a Catholic family render to the Sacred Heart than to enthrone him as king of the home, king of the office, king of the parish? Now, Gloria and Father Gaffney and many other priests would go around to parishes, including my own parish, to enthrone homes to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. That's how my home got enthroned, through someone who was at that particular beautiful retreat evening at our parish, and he came to our home and instructed us how to enthrone our home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that was the beginning for me. So the members testify, your family would testify your complete submission to Christ and your unchanging devotedness, which you intend to prove by sacrifices and marks of tender affection. Now, think about this. What a consoling thought is this for the members of your family. Our Lord wants to enter your home now. Not in a week, not in a month, right now, tonight. He's with us. He's full of love and kindness. And in him, we can take refuge in all our needs. He has made our home his dwelling. This is why Christ is calling us to become the domestic church in our homes. Dust off the Bibles. Dust off your prayer time. Dust off your rosaries. Pray together. You don't have to be on your knees. We need to become domestic homes tonight. His powerful blessing rests upon our family and upon each one of us. That's right, upon each one of us. So are you ready to do this tonight? Think about this. We have an election tomorrow. We have an election tomorrow. My friends, this is not about being politically correct. We all need to ask whether you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, you're nothing tonight. When you stand before God the Almighty, when you stand, when we stand together before God the Father, have we lived our biblical principles? Have we lived our faith? Have we built a civilization of love? Have we committed our lives to the Lord? Nothing else is acceptable. You may accept his mercy at this moment. Ask him to forgive you for anything that you've done wrong, and he is going to answer you in rapid speed. Rapid speed. Do not expect anything less than the heart of Christ coming into your home tonight. Do not expect anything less than the heart of Christ coming into your home or into your addiction, into your financial distress, into your cancer, into the sadness and the mourning of friends. So my friends, stay with me. After this commercial break, I'll be back and I have so much more to share.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit. bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done. Heard every Monday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on this amazing network. And if you're not in the Philadelphia or Tri-State region, you, of course, you can listen on WTMR 800 a.m. on the radio dial. Or you can listen on iHeart or Odyssey Radio, Alexa, Google, or go to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. There are so many ways. We have listeners from all over the world. So be sure to share this with your friends, because God is about a powerful work. Now, I wanted to let you know, this was a real awakening for me by Gloria Anson, probably in 2011. She talked about night adoration in our homes. And I remember thinking, well, we, of course, to be in front of the Blessed Sacrament is the ultimate gift. But she talked about becoming an adorer of Jesus in her home. Now, night adoration in your home is an hour of prayer that you dedicate that hour of prayer in a spirit of reparation made in response to our Lord's reproach to his apostles. Could you not watch 1 hour with me? And his request to St. Margaret Mary that she keep him company in his prayer to the Father for mercy for sinners, and his sadness at the indifference of so many of his friends. Now, what is adoration? For those who are listening that are non-Catholics that don't know what we're talking about, adoration is our worship of praise, glory, and thanksgiving to our compassionate God, who is creator and sovereign Lord of heaven and earth, and whose greatness and goodness are limitless. Now, adoration is made in a spirit of reparation, just as Jesus offered his life and his sufferings for our salvation. Out of love, we are united with Christ. We offer our sufferings, our prayers, and adoration to atone for our own sins of that day and the sins of humanity. So tonight, let's join in prayer as people of God for the sanctity of this country to be returned to that which is God's will. We unite ourselves to Christ's continual intercession before God the Father for humanity wounded by sin. We commit ourselves to furthering the social reign of the Sacred Heart, so that by him, with him, and in him, our lives and the world will be liberated from evil and sin and may give glory to the Father. Now, St. Luke records in the Holy Scriptures that Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, spending the night in communion with God. That's from Luke 6, verse 12. Now, in union with Jesus, the night adorer chooses a quiet time for prayer on any night between 9 p.m. and 6 in the morning. Adoration made once a month, if possible, before an image of the Sacred Heart. In any room, including your bedroom, night adoration is also made in hospitals, nursing homes, convents, rectories, seminaries, prisons, anywhere, even in your car. Jesus asks us to watch 1 hour with him. In return, he assures night adorers that they will receive peace, the blessings for their families, and the blessings that society needs, and the conversion of sinners. Now, you may be asking, what? This doesn't make much sense to me. How many of us wake up at 3 a.m.? How many of us just automatically wake up at 3 a.m.? That's not an accident. That's the Divine Mercy Hour. For me, that's the time to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I pray in intercession for all my family and friends and for all those who've asked me to pray for them. But to become an adorer, we bring into our homes the spirit of prayer all the time and penance, and we increase love for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Now, we have become more aware, haven't we, of the evils of discrimination, racism, destruction of the environment, greed, poverty, and cherished family values, haven't we? Prayer changes the hearts of sinners and reconciles them to our loving God. Do we honestly believe a policy will change our course in our spiritual journey with Christ? How one prays is the choice of the adorer. Now, you may begin with a period of silent reflection on the presence of the risen Lord, who's always with us, or by uniting yourself to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass being celebrated at that hour in some region of the world. You may use your missal and pray one of the Eucharistic prayers. You'll find the Family Holy Hour booklet helpful if you order it. It's free online. And it's not necessary to kneel down during your hour of prayer, but if you wish you may for a while, you just can lay in bed, or you can go to a room or to your prayer closet. The aged and the sick may make their hour in bed. Now, members of the family may make the hour of adoration together or individually in sequence. What do you think? Would you like to make the... I never, ever thought of an hour of adoration in my home until Gloria Anson mentioned that. It's a huge picture of the Sacred Heart in my family room that was given as a gift to me and to my husband. Oh, my goodness. In 2014, I believe. It's huge. It's a tapestry. A friend from Texas sent it up. And Father Jason Polzinski, do you remember him? He passed away just a few months ago during the consecration of the Mass here in Philadelphia. He had, during a snowstorm when I had a broken leg, the first one, in 2014, a little sign that says, "You are loved." So I placed that under the picture of the Sacred Heart. And when I'm really aching for God to intervene for a specific prayer intention, this is the place I pray because of Gloria talking about night adoration. Or I place, you know, my heart in Christ's heart or praise music in the middle of the night and praying for everyone in petition. But our home is enthroned to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I can tell you it wasn't easy because our girls were in high school, and you really should try to get the members of your family together for this. And they were heading out the door. And I had this wonderful man named Bob Moore at my home. And my husband and I were sitting there, and he was ready to do the official consecration after we had prayed the prayers for a week. And the girls were heading out the door. And I thought, oh, this isn't going to work. This is just not going to work. They're not going to live this. And so I have a signed signed declaration that our home is enthroned to the Sacred Heart. And remember, I told you in the beginning of the program what this means. When you live out the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, the promises given to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in Pouray-le-Monial, France. And I'm going to read them again, because I've asked Kathleen McCarthy if she could contact the Nashville, Tennessee office or Knoxville, Tennessee office of the Sacred Heart and have actual folders sent up in terms of how to do the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. And in it are little pictures of the Sacred Heart that you could hang in your house or lean against a wall. And I know Kathleen's very busy, but I will once again ask her, because many of you have no idea where to get a folder or what to do. You can look it up online, but there is a folder that is available that's very, very powerful that tells the history of the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, the 12 promises, I'm going to read this again because they're so powerful. If you go to Malvern Retreat House, there is a little shrine outside of St. Joseph's building. It's a little, looks like a lean-to, actually, and it has candles in there. And it has the 12 promises listed on the little, it looks like a tree wall in that shrine. And so if you're ever in that area, you can read them. So it's a very powerful prayer place. But I want to tell you the 12 promises again. So if grandma had the picture, if your sister had the picture, if it's in your basement, it's in your home, know that God has a special plan for that picture. So get it out, dust it off, or try to obtain another one. Go to a yard sale. A lot of these things are in yard sales. So the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart given to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, very, very powerful. And so many stories and books have been written around these promises. I will give them all the graces necessary for their state of life. I will establish peace in their families. I will bless every home in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. I will console them in all their difficulties. I will be their refuge during life, and especially at the hour of death. I will shed abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Sinners shall find in my heart a fountain and boundless ocean of mercy. Tepid souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall rise speedily to great perfection, and I will give to priest the power of touching the hardest hearts. Those who propagate this devotion shall have their names written in my heart, never to be blotted out. And I promise you, this is the Sacred Heart speaking, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all who communicate on the first Friday of the month for 9 consecutive months the grace of final penitence, they shall not die in my displeasure nor without their last sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. Isn't that powerful? It's so, so powerful. Now, I felt very strongly also, my friends, to read this consecration of the human race to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is actually included in the packet. If one wants a Sacred Heart enthronement packet that I'm praying that Kathleen will have in the office. Most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, look down upon us humbly, prostrate before your altar. We are yours, and yours we wish to be, but to be more surely united with you. Behold, we freely consecrate ourselves today to your most sacred heart. Many indeed have never known you. Many too, despising your precepts, have rejected you. Have mercy on them all. Most merciful Jesus, draw them to your sacred heart. Be king, O Lord, not only of the faithful who have never forsaken you, but also of the prodigal children who have abandoned you. Grant that they may quickly return to their father's house, lest they die of wretchedness and hunger. Be king of those who are deceived by erroneous opinions, or whom discord keeps aloof. Call them back to the harbor of truth and unity of faith, so that soon there may be one flock and one shepherd. Grant, O Lord, to your church assurance of freedom and immunity from harm. Give peace and order to all nations, and make the earth resound from pole to pole with one cry. Praise to the divine heart that wrought our salvation. To him be glory and honor forever. Isn't that powerful? So powerful. And also in that packet are prayer cards. So right now we're going to spend a little bit of time in prayer, because I wanted to share with you the underpinning of what and how important it is for our homes to be the domestic church. Open your Bible, pray your Bible, even if you don't, say you have attention deficit and you just can't get into it. One line from the book of Psalms, one line, just meditate. Please, please, one line, even if you have to write it down and you'll forget it. Open your Bible and keep it open. And tonight, make your home a home of adoration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Adore him. Pray for all those who are aching to know him, who are hungry. Pray for this nation. Pray for this nation to become what God the Father has called it to be. In the name of Jesus, I take authority, and I bind all powers and forces in the air, in the ground, in the water, in the underground, in the netherworld, in nature, and in fire. You are the Lord over the entire universe, and I give you the glory for your creation. In your name, I bind all demonic forces that have come against our families, and I seal all of us in the protection of your precious blood that was shed for us on the cross. Mary, our mother, we seek your protection and intercession with the Sacred Heart of Jesus for us and our families. Surround us with your mantle of love to discourage the enemy. Saint Michael and our guardian angels, come defend us and our families in battle against all the evil ones that roam the earth. In the name of Jesus, I bind and command all the powers and forces of evil to depart right now away from us, our homes, our lands, and these elections. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are a faithful and compassionate God. Amen. Did you pray that with me? Again, that's part of the spiritual journey that is listed in this wonderful packet that I pray that we can bring to you in a very special way. Most glorious Prince of the Heavenly Armies, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in our battle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of this world of darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. Come to the assistance of men whom God has created in his likeness and whom he has redeemed at a great price from the tyranny of the devil. Holy Church venerates thee as her guardian and protector. To thee the Lord has entrusted the souls of the redeemed to be led into heaven. Pray therefore the God of peace to crush Satan beneath our feet, that he may no longer retain men and women captive and do injury to the church. Offer our prayers to the Most High, that without delay they may draw his mercy down upon us. Yes. Reduce us to the knees of Christ to be his special servants. Are you ready? Are you ready? It leaves me speechless. It leaves me speechless. You see, the Sacred Heart Apostolate, it's a global movement for creating a civilization of love through this enthronement to renew societies, whole societies, by centering our families on the love of God incarnated in the heart of Christ. Now, I'm sharing this with you because I was part of this in 2011. The apostolate was founded by Father Matteo Colli Bouvet and endorsed by the Catholic Church as a global movement in its desire to renew families on every continent of the world. Every continent of the world. It's the social reign of Jesus Christ in our homes, my friends, not in some big building, some big expanse. Jesus wants tonight, right now, at this moment, in your car, in your work, in your home, to become your surrendered Lord and Savior. It's the social reign of Jesus Christ in our homes, our parishes, our workplaces, our schools, communities, and nations. Our purpose is to bring forth Jesus Christ as the enthroned King of Kings, Lord of Lords, placing everything under the influence of his sacred heart. Are you willing to respond to this call to build a civilization of love? You see, it's the gentleness and love of Christ that will bring about peace. That's right, Christ. It's the gentleness and love of Christ that will bring about peace and unity. Christ wants to establish this peace in our hearts, in our very own hearts. Are you feeling scared, disgruntled? He's calling everyone from the streets, from the highways, from the mountains, from the ocean. He's calling everyone to build a civilization of love. Responding to his love is the only way to authentically, and I underline that 500 times, underline it in your heart tonight, to authentically change hearts and to establish peace. A way of responding to his love is to enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus in our lives, homes, parishes, and workplaces. Living under the Lordship of Jesus Christ is to live under the influence of his heart. Now, remember what I said in the open of the program. Pope John Paul said, welcome the presence of the heart of Christ, entrusting your home to him. Unlike any other time in history, my friends, we need to entrust our homes tonight to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to the heart of Christ. You don't have time to waste. It's important that as Catholics to obtain exercised holy water and to sprinkle your house with holy water, to have the sacramentals of the church, to pray the rosary daily in your house, to enthrone your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you can, to get blessed salt, I'm not sure what area you live in. Sometimes blessed salt is basically impossible, but maybe you can look it up and travel to a place where there is blessed salt. Please, it's the St. Benedict medal. St. Benedict is a great preserver of our faith and protector. And I remember a story from Father James Blunt asking us to place the St. Benedict medal in the four corners of our houses, our homes, our properties outside. And I used to think, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Until he told a story at a retreat in which homes in California a few years ago, they burnt to the ground. And one home in particular had the St. Benedict medals placed outside in the four corners of the property, and the fire didn't even touch that home or property. I thought that was pretty amazing. I thought at first it was a little crazy, but he showed us the picture, and I was just astounded. He shared so many stories in Africa and overseas and in South America of the enthronement being so powerful and how God protected so many people. So I know that there's a lot of anxiety tonight. I know that. We feel it. We're sick and tired of commercials. We're sick and tired of lies. We're sick and tired of people who are not authentic. We're sick and tired of the news media being they're not telling the truth. They tell their side. And we need the truth to come back. We need authenticity. We need the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We need prayer back in our homes, our families. Now, I'm not talking about you needing to be on your knees, but you need to pray. Have your children pray. You pray even a few minutes. Pray for them going out the front door. Anoint them with the sign of the cross on their foreheads. Whatever you need to do to bring Christ into the lives of your family, your homes, and your businesses, now is the time. Now, if we were not having the election, I would still say this, because this is what we've been leading up to over the past 6 weeks, talking about being a lukewarm Christian, how we have to get off the fence. You know, the Lord will spew us out. It says in the sacred scriptures, if we are lukewarm Christians, we need to stand up for our faith, for our Lord, and stand up and believe that He is in control. He is a God of mercy. He is a God of mercy. And this is why He gave us this image of the Sacred Heart, because He wants to build a civilization of love. Now, last week, I believe, or 2 weeks ago, I read from the back of a book called Firebrand from Father Matteo Colli. And it's very, very powerful. And I'm going to read it again, because this is what I believe the Lord is calling all of us to do. A volcano of hate has erupted, inundating the earth with the infernal fire of discord, revolt, and anarchy. Let us fight fire with fire. Sacred Heart of Jesus, burning with love for us, set our hearts on fire with love for you. Set our hearts on fire with love for you. I'm going to read it again, because if you're just getting in your car, this is a very powerful statement from a saint. A volcano of hate has erupted, inundating the earth with the internal fire of discord, revolt, and anarchy. Let us fight fire with fire. Sacred Heart of Jesus, burning with love for us, set our hearts on fire with love for you. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for all that you're doing and all that you plan. We give our lives, we give this radio network to you. We pray that you, in your Sacred Heart and in your Immaculate Heart, you bring us all to the foot of your cross, that we will serve you in the way that you have called us to. We pray that we will stand as your foot soldiers, ready to serve you, to honor you, and to be missionaries of mercy. We thank you and praise you, Jesus, for all that you're doing. And dear Blessed Mother, we ask that you wrap your arms around the mantle of this election and let it be what God wills, not what we will, but what God wills for our country. And let us stand firm in our biblical principles, knowing that anything that we do, think, or say, we will stand in the fire before God the Father at the end of our lives. And we pray that all of our selections, all of our wishes and dreams would be authentically placed in the heart of Christ. We thank you and praise you, and we pray, Blessed Mother, for you to be present tomorrow. We ask that you be present tonight in all the rallies, and we ask that you speak in the hearts of all those who are listening in a very special way. Next week, I have Dr. Carmina Chapp, who will be on with us. She just returned from Rome. I saved her for next week. It's going to be a powerful, powerful interview. So until next week, may the Lord bless you and may He keep you. And may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.